Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's 5:33 here on The Fan. Let's talk some more NFL with the great Gus Frerotte. Huddle Up with Gus is sponsored by 1631 Digital News. You can subscribe by going to huddleupwithgus.com. Gus Frerotte joins us on The Fan. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Jason. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Hey, what has Gus Frerotte been doing for... I was looking at your football reference, and you retired in 08. Have you been in the media game this whole time, or what's been going on with Gus Frerotte?
No, I got out in 08, and I coached high school football in St. Louis for 4 years. I got to coach. It was really easy for me. I coached Ezekiel Elliott and Foye Oluokun. Foye plays for the Falcons, and Zeke plays, obviously, we know who Zeke Elliott is. So it was really easy to coach when you have those two players. So I did that for a while and then got out and got into some entrepreneurial work and started a podcast about a year and a half ago.
Like when you're in high school and that is, do you just turn around and like how many touches did he have per game?
70.
Yeah, no, really. It was like, hey, Zeke, we only got 28 kids on our team. You're basically the whole team. We're going to give you the ball in the first half. You score as many touchdowns as you can and let everybody play the second half. He's like, that sounds good, coach. Let's do that. So everybody got to play. We put a lot of points on the board and we had a lot of fun with it.
What kind of a guy is he?
He was great. He was a team player. He was a hard worker. I was harder on him than anybody else on the team because they didn't really want to listen to me. They'd rather follow Zeke and do what he said. So I told him from the beginning of the season, I said, I'm going to be harder on you than anybody else on this team. And so he came to work every day. He put in the time. He was a high school kid. He had some days that he didn't want to be there, but he pushed through it. But I think the best thing about Zeke, a great football mind. You know, he absolutely knew what to do no matter what situation I put him in.
What is the biggest difference that you see from, you know, I mean, you were on the league a long time. You played a decade and a half. Do you see a big difference in the way and what you see now versus when you were in the league?
I don't know. People say that the quarterback position is soft now, but you know, I watched Joe Burrow get hit about 15 times, and I don't think that's soft. And you know, I think that they call penalties different now. They do it all over. You know, linemen can't chop block and do all those things too, and it's protecting defensive players, and defensive players can't hit offensive players like they used to. They're trying to make the game safer so guys can play longer. But you guys have seen the first 2 weeks; there's still a ton of injuries. It's a physical game, and no matter what they try to do to it, it's going to be hard-nosed tackling. It's going to be tough football.
Gus Frerotte's podcast is called Huddle Up with Gus. You can subscribe by going to huddleupwithgus.com. So we're big fans of Justin Herbert here, a lot of Oregon fans, and he got in there last week. I thought he looked pretty good. Just your assessment of his week one performance and having been through it, like what's he going through as a rookie in just week two?
Well, I'll tell you what, the best thing that happened to him was finding out about 10 minutes before the game that he was going to play. Because as a rookie, if you're going to go in as a quarterback, play your first game, you're super pumped, you're focused on it all week, you're over-concentrating on the game plan, writing it down, studying it, you know, trying to figure out how I'm going to be a leader, how do I lead this team, and then the best thing that happened to him was he didn't have to go through all that stuff. He had a normal week, and he was just the backup, and Tyrod was going to play. Now, all of a sudden, hey, I got to play, and it just kicks in, and you just go play. And he had a phenomenal game. I think I feel bad that he didn't get the win, but they were playing a pretty darn good team. And, you know, I liked what he has, man. He made some incredible throws. he showed a lot of moxie out there, and he showed a lot of poise. And I think that the Chargers are going to see him playing a lot more this year than he wants to think so.
You know, you see a lot of young quarterbacks, they come in and they have some success early, and then you either hit the sophomore slump or a couple games in. When someone gets enough film on you, and how much is that before you really can start to game plan specifically for a guy's weakness? And how, I don't know, talk about the challenges as a quarterback when teams are actually game planning for you versus, like you said, when you can kind of go in and you just let it rip.
Yeah, you know, there's something that you have to do with yourself. You have to self-scout yourself so that you're not giving your tip in anything. I remember one year I was playing Tampa Bay, and Warren Sapp came up to me after the game, and he said, "Hey, Gus, your feet are not level when you're running the ball, and they're level when you're throwing the ball. So you're giving away the run." And he said, "I saw it all week on film." And so I was lucky enough, people told me about that. But, you know, you have to self-scout yourself, that if you're staring down things, if your snap count's different when you're running, when you're throwing, if your demeanor's different. So it all has to look the same, or it all has to look completely opposite week to week so that you're not giving anything away.
Why do you think Anthony Lynn I found it interesting, you know, that Anthony Lynn kind of, I mean, he didn't really throw Herbert under the bus after the game, but he said, you know, there's a reason why he's a backup, and there was a lot of things we couldn't do out there when he was in there. Why do you think he did that?
Well, he's protecting his starter, right? And I think he's protecting the reason why, now that you guys know as well, why Tyrod didn't play.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't think it had anything to do with Justin playing. I think it was more about protecting Tyrod, making him understand that, hey, you're our guy this year. And we're going to follow you, so you're going to come back, and we got your back. So that's very important to a quarterback, because I've been through situations where you don't get that support, and they're going to throw you under the bus any way they can. And I don't think he was necessarily throwing Justin under the bus. I think he was more saying, hey, Tyrod, it's okay. We almost won. We got your back when you come back, and you're going to be our guy.
Right.
Have you ever had a situation where a locker room can become divided you know, over a quarterback situation?
Oh, yeah. I think that when two people are competing, if the starter starts and then he doesn't do well, the backup comes in and plays well for two or three games, he's going to build some trust with certain guys. And so everybody has friends in the locker room, and, you know, there are those kind of things where, you know, there's groups made, and sometimes it's not great. And I think when quarterbacks don't sit there, share their knowledge of the game, share their understanding, and realize that it's about the team and not the individual. When those times happen, and then you can really get some bad situations in the locker room.
Yeah. What is, I mean, you were at, you know, you had seven or eight stops in different cities. What was your best situation that you were in?
Well, I mean, I've been in all kinds. I've been the starter. I've been the backup. I've been the backup that plays all year as the starter. So, I've been through it all. I enjoyed being the starter. Many places where you go in and you got to prep every week, you got to buckle down, and then the backup, you're kind of not getting the same reps. So you got to find your reps in other places, like doing the scout team and things like that. But you know, whether I was a starter or the backup, I enjoyed every minute that I was in the NFL. So my best situation was just being able to play in the game in front of all those fans. And, you know, there's nothing better than a comeback, or, you know, making a big throw, or, you know, just something great happens and your teammates, they go nuts around you. I mean, or you get to celebrate with your team in a certain way, or, you know, even in the bad situations, the people that come pick you up, those things that, you know, you really miss when you don't get to have them anymore.
So when you see the first 2 weeks, I mean, we know Kansas City, we know, you know, Baltimore, you know, the two best teams, but maybe a surprise for you through the first 2 weeks of the season that a little better than you thought and can be a real contender.
Well, I think for me, it's Las Vegas. I think the Raiders, you know, we knew the kind of years they've had, you know, with the transition, they're moving to Vegas, they're doing all, they open a new stadium. But I like the progression of Derek Carr. I think he came into his own this year, showed a little more leadership, changed his demeanor a little bit. Is really making some great decisions. They got a good running back there. And I think Coach Grudem is getting them on that passion on how to win. And they're really, I look forward to them to having a great year as long as they can stay healthy. And I think that's the key to any team in this. You got to stay healthy and you got to keep your guys on the field.
What do you think the Falcons were doing on that onside kick?
I don't know. You know, I said the same thing when we watched it. You know, the guy kicks it. I'm like, there were three guys standing there. Just jump on it before he even gets 10 yards. Like, yeah, I know you're taking a chance, like if you muff it or whatever. But to me, it's like, okay, the ball's turning. Kick it out of bounds. Do something. Like, don't. I mean, that's just the worst mistake you can make. And, you know, that's just coaches are going to coach and teach from it. And it's just something that you can't let happen. And, you know, to have the Cowboys come back on the Falcons like that was, it was tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, at brutal. Some point, like you've seen this with Atlanta or like with the Lions and they keep having this happen and blow leads. I mean, at some point, this is just who you are, right? I mean, someone's got to be held accountable for it.
Yeah. You know, and my thing was, I talked to somebody the other day about it is, you know, you get a big lead. What usually happens? You know, you just put it into cruise control, and we're going to run the ball. We're not going to do what we normally do, and we're going to play prevent defense. And it's the old adage, you know, when you play prevent defense, the only thing it prevents you from is winning. And I think that, you know, people make a big deal about teams. Oh, they scored way too many points, and they were way up. Like, who cares? That's your offense. That's what you got to do. And when you lay back, when you don't blitz anymore, when you don't do the things why you got a 39-to-whatever lead, then you're going to have situations that come up like that. Now, usually recovering from that big a deficit doesn't happen, but, you know, that just goes to show you got to put your foot on the gas and never let up.
Gus Frerotte, radio.com. You can catch him on that app. Subscribe to his podcast called Huddle Up with Gus, sponsored by 1631 Digital News. You can go to huddleupwithgus.com. Gus Frerotte, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, fellas. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.